The construction of a chicken farm just outside of Carbondale has recently become the subject of controversy. The farm stands about a quarter of a mile from Cedar Lake, which supplies drinking water to Carbondale and the surrounding area.
It's important because that's our only drinking water source. You know, we really need to protect it.
Barb McCassin is the conservation chair of the Shawnee Group Sierra Club, one of the organizations that has been speaking out against construction of the farm. Because the Cedar Lake Reservoir is outside of city limits, Carbondale actually has no jurisdiction over the surrounding land.
The proposed farm is a poultry layer farm. In other words, they'll be raising chickens that will lay eggs that will be used to feed the community there.
That's Chris West, president of Frank and West Environmental Engineers.
In particular, on this project, we were hired to both design the building and assist Mr. Kaufman in obtaining a construction approval from the Illinois Department of Agriculture so he could build this facility.
And they did receive their approval. The Illinois Department of Agriculture reviewed their plans and gave them the go-ahead to build the farm. But McCassin says not everyone was happy with their level of scrutiny. The city of Carbondale shared this apprehension. Sean Henry, the city's public works commissioner, sent a letter to the Department of Agriculture and to Chris West outlining the city's concerns, namely nutrient pollution of the lake. Nutrient pollution occurs when excess amounts of common nutrients, most often nitrogen and phosphorus, are introduced to bodies of water. High levels of nutrients encourage algae growth, often leading water supplies to be overrun by algae. Dr. Josh Payne is an animal science professor at Oklahoma State University and is also the state poultry specialist.
In commercial poultry production, if poultry manure is stored uncovered, then there can be concerns of potential nutrient runoff from heavy rainfall events. However, if poultry manure is stored under a dry, covered structure, then nutrient runoff is not really a concern.
And, says Chris West, the Cedar Lake Farm is a dry storage facility.
All of the storage will be within the building, behind concrete walls, above concrete floors, and under a roof. So there's no way for any runoff, per se, or any leaching, or any rainwater to come in contact with any of this. It's totally contained.
This method of storage is generally agreed to be the safest. West says the manure will eventually make its way to the fields as a fertilizer.
To my knowledge, at this point, his plan is to use the manure that's generated on his farm ground.
This introduces a new potential source of pollution. That is, runoff of manure after it has been applied to the field. On the other hand, West says these fields are already being fertilized with a chemical fertilizer.
It's just basically trading, because all the farm ground in Illinois, or really all farm ground in the country, receives fertilizer. That's so that you can maximize the yield for each crop. So what this does, this takes a natural organic fertilizer and replaces a commercially made non-organic fertilizer.
I checked with our expert, Dr. Payne. Chicken manure is considered an organic fertilizer.
And what that means is it's slowly released into the soil over time as soil bacteria break it down.
In contrast, inorganic fertilizers are much more readily available for plant uptake.
So if chemical fertilizers from fields or suburban lawns or golf courses actually reach water bodies from heavy rainfall events, then they are in a form that can be rapidly taken up by aquatic plants, such as algae, and that can lead to degradation of water quality. However, you know, regardless of whether a fertilizer is organic or whether it's inorganic, proper fertilizer management is what is key for reducing water quality risks.
Chris West also told us that while dangers exist, they're manageable.
Every type of business or industry is regulated by the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency in such a way that they're not allowed to cause the pollution.
While many feel that EPA regulations should be strengthened, there are also those who believe they're already too strong. Many critics have expressed concern that expansion of EPA regulations could be detrimental to our economy. Here's Dr. Payne again.
These best management practices that are in place, they're in place to protect water quality while allowing a farm to produce a safe, affordable source of protein. And I think that's often left out of the picture.
I had a chance to bring up the issue with U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. He also stressed the importance of considering all aspects of the farm issue and of sustainability in general, not only the environmental.
It seems to me that what's sustainable needs to be is a combination of what is environmentally sustainable, what's socially sustainable. So if you're dealing with animals, the way in which these animals are treated and cared for, and what is economically sustainable. The reality is that there has to be a balance.
A petition against the construction of the farm was presented to the Jackson County Board on March 15th. Organizers gathered over 5,000 signatures, about 650 of which were from southern Illinois. The county has not yet responded. The city of Carbondale recently installed a water quality testing site near the farm, which will alert officials if pollution does occur. For WSIU, I'm Alex Kirsted.